You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Following the restructure of the National Health System to Te Whatu Ora, the monthly reported statistics have often been incorrect and oftentimes omitted. I spoke to Dr. Shane Reddy from the National Party today about the statistics that have been released and what needs to change. In addition to this, the National Party has also just released a $500 million pothole repair fund, along with a plan to have quicker responses to roading repairs. I started this interview by asking Dr. Shane Reddy what the pothole repair fund entails.
So there are three parts to the pothole repair plan that we've put out this week, the policy we put out this week. The first is that we establish a $500 million fund over 3 years to address potholes. You know, we have more potholes now than we've ever had in the past 5 years. It's a clear safety hazard, and we simply need to address this. So what we're saying is a $500 million fund over 3 years to fund pothole maintenance. Secondly, a directive to NZTA to double the current rate of roading renewals. And then thirdly, to reduce the time for pothole repair from 48 to 24 hours. So three ways to address the potholes that everyone is complaining about, that everyone is seeing, and the significant safety hazard that it is. We really want to get into this.
Doubling the output of NZTA, what will this take? Does it need more employees? Does it need more money? How are we going to double it?
So a number of things. First of all, it needs a clear directive that this is the direction of travel, so they need instructions to do that. Secondly, funding. Funding is always a key part to this, and so they need to know that there is money that will fund this directive specifically. There is likely to be some workforce issues for NZTA or for their contractors as well. Unclear to us whether that's going to be problematic, but we'll give them the tools to do the job required.
I guess my final thing on that is, where is the $500 million coming from?
Oh, that's coming from reprioritisation within NZTA, programs that have failed, programs that we see no clear direction to. This will be reprioritisation of funding already sitting inside NZTA.
Overall plan is to increase the kind of efficiency, because I notice in Auckland there's a lot of complaints that roadworks go on for years, you know?
Yeah, there is. I mean, what we know is that last year, 2022, over 54,000 potholes needed repair just on state highways, which is the biggest number in 10 years. And, you know, we all confront them, we all swerve and run the risk of hitting another vehicle. And it's an issue that New Zealanders every single day talk about. And we know that, like, from the petitions that we've run and others have run, saying, look, show us what potholes you have that are problematic and which are the worst ones, that it is not a trivial issue. This is a significant issue. And if people haven't already, then there are going to be real concerns that some people will, I wouldn't want to say die, but there'll be a significant safety issue going forward. It already is now. We really need to get into these potholes.
On to the health data, you've stated that statistics are missing. Would you care to tell us more about these missing statistics?
Yeah, so what happened was Health New Zealand trumpeted that they were going to do monthly reporting, and they started doing that and put out those ED wait times that were horribly, horribly wrong. They then went to a review. That review reported back several things. First of all, it reported back, and I'll quote here, that the move to monthly reporting was, quote, poorly thought out, badly executed, and provided information of little value to the public anyway. The report says that Health New Zealand ignored advice about going ahead with monthly reporting, and they came up with, I think it's 24 points that need to be addressed. Part of that issue is that 28 recommendations that they need to address. One of the issues we need to look at, one of the key metrics of how well or not well our health system is ED wait times. And under DHBs, every 3 months, you would get ED reporting. And as you recall, some of it used to be out in public domain so that EDs could compare how they were doing. It's now been 6 months since we've had any reported emergency department wait time data, and we know across the sector that it's bad, that the numbers are bad, that the wait time crimes are just escalating, and this just starts to look like the government and Asheville are hiding bad news that they don't want the public to know. It is the one measure that is not in public domain, and we're now 6 months, half a year, into a lack of ED data. They need to explain themselves. Even following this report, they say that they're not going to publish ED data, wait time data, anytime soon. And they give some reasons around their wanting to interpret what it means. That's ridiculous. For 5 years under DHBs, they were successfully publishing every quarter ED wait time data, and now they decide they want to shift the goalposts. I don't believe it. New Zealanders don't believe it. They need to put the ED wait time data out there.
Why is it important to have this accurate health data?
Because we base decisions and funding on the data. Areas that are clearly struggling get more attention, get more funding. Areas that are doing reasonably well get less. And that's why this data is so important, because it informs policy and informs funding direction as well.
What would the National Party do differently to ensure that we have accurate health data and then correct decisions are made after that?
So we wouldn't be changing the goalposts like this government has. First of all, they defocused or remove the focus on health targets, and even now they're saying that health targets won't be at the forefront of their policy. Then they decided they'd move to health indicators. Then they decided after 6 months of that, no, that doesn't really work because we don't have cancer there. Why don't we go to a different set of measures? Then in the last budget, they removed dozens of measures, discontinued them, saying, well, we're not even going to measure them anymore. Measures around wait time for cardiology patients, wait time for cataract patients, we'll just get rid of them, is what they said in the last budget. And this all just looks like shifting the goalposts when they see information that they don't want to put out, and just completely removing the goalposts when it's really bad information. And this is important because this is how we assess how successful a health system is or what areas are struggling. So to not have this data, to have the goalposts shifted and in many cases completely removed, is just an attempt to hide bad news, in my view.
Would National ever scrap the health system restructure to Te Whatu Ora that has occurred? Would you ever do away with that and go back to district health boards?
So what we've said is that if we're successful to land, the sector is so broken at the moment that we won't undertake major structural change on day one. Even my own college said to me, Shane, if you undertake major structural change on day one, we'll fight you. We're exhausted, we're tired. So what we've said, if we're successful in October, we'll land, we'll look, we'll take an inventory of what we've got, and then we'll look to build the workforce. We'll look to build a spirit and morale. And then we'll see, once we've stabilised the sector, what the next evolution is.
That was the National Party's Dr. Shane Reddy speaking to me on potholes and the missing healthcare statistics. We'll be back after the short break. You are listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.